is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. And there's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli, and I'm delighted to introduce your newest senior instructor today, Major General Paul Vallely. And Paul Vallely graduated in 1991. I'm sorry, he retired in 1991 from the U.S. Army as Deputy Commanding General, U.S. Army Pacific in Honolulu, Hawaii. He graduated from the U.S. Military Academy at West Point and was commissioned in the Army in 1961. He served a distinguished career of 32 years in the Army. And he's a graduate of the Infantry School, Ranger and Airborne School, Jumpmaster School, and Command and General Staff School, the Industrial College of the Armed Forces and Army War College. He has over 15 years in special operations, psychological, and civil military operations. General Paul Vallely is a friend of the freeze-dry guy, and he's the chairman of Stand Up America. Welcome, General Paul Vallely.
Thank you, Vince. Happy to be with you.
It's great to be with you, and you know, our friend, the freeze-dry guy, speaks so highly of you, and I'm glad he put us together. General, can you tell us the role of a U.S. Army general? You know, we've seen movies, and we've seen the movie Patton, we've seen television. What really, in your words, is the role of a U.S. Army general?
Well, if you go back in history, even to the Roman Empire, where you had the commanding generals that were trained and receive experience in combat to lead others. And when you look at the history of West Point, was established by John Adams and George Washington as the engineer school of the Army, of the Continental Army at that time, really to train engineers. And that's how West Point started. It's actually the oldest engineering school in America. A lot of people don't realize that. Founded in 1802. So as you go up through the history of the development of officers for our armies, to develop them into, I would say, a set of mind that allows them and gives them the experience and the talent and the skills necessary to lead men in battle. Now, of course, the generals do many other things. When you take the generals in the Air Force, you take the generals in the Marines, you take the admirals in the Navy, you have a number of different generals that have different skills, for example, in logistics and communications and intelligence, in the medical area. So a vast array of generals exist in our armed forces, but their main mission is to train and lead our men and women in order to provide national security to the United States and secure the American people by the Constitution.
Okay, and let me ask you this then. You know, I am of Vietnam War era age. I had a draft number in Vietnam, in the Vietnam War. But many of us still do not understand what the Vietnam War was about. Can you tell us from your perspective, why were we there? What was the purpose?
Well, I went over June of 1965 with the 1st Division, the Big Red One, and then became an aide to a 3-star general that first year in Vietnam. So I got to see that whole development and build-up in 1965 where we ended up putting over 500,000 of our troops over there. And, you know, I can remember in the fall of 1965, we were sitting at dinner one night, and the generals were all talking, and my three-star general is a wonderful guy, a wonderful mentor for me. He was West Point class in 1939, had rose to colonel 5 years in the Pacific in World War II. But he said, you know, these people are no threat to us. And it was so from that level, even at the beginning of the massive buildup in Vietnam. And when I look back after spending two tours over there in combat and in other positions, I look back, Vietnamese people were never a threat to the United States. It was aggressive politicians at that time, McNamara, LBJ, Johnson, getting us into a war which we had no business being in. And even General MacArthur at the end of World War II, he said, don't get bogged down in a land war in Asia. And so he had warned the future generals and political strategists not to do that. So at the end, we lost 58,000 of our best men and women, and no return for America. And, of course, as you go through today, we see the same thing in Korea to some degree. We see the same thing in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Well, that's really why I asked you, because I still, you know, up until this morning, I was scratching my head, asking myself, why were we there? Why were we in Korea? Why are we going around the world beating up these little countries that seem to be absolutely no threat at all to the United States? Is it that they have raw material? Do they have resources that we want? Or is this just a way to spend money on the industrial military complex?
Well, I think it's that. First of all, you have to ask yourself a question, just like you're creating today. They're talking about putting U.S. troops over in that area and shifting them from NATO and from some other areas into the Ukraine. So the first question that I've learned to ask, whatever area you're going to put American troops in to expose them overseas, is that threat to the United States? Is there a great threat to the United States? So that's the first question. The second question is it a threat to established alliances like NATO, where we've signed agreements to self-protect each other in case of rogue nations getting out of control and being aggressive? And, you know, you've got to answer those first two questions first as to whether it's a threat to the United States and whether we have some kind of a requirement to support our, for example, NATO partners. Ukraine is not a NATO partner, by the way. So unless you go through that process, then you can't determine whether it's worthwhile putting our men at risk. And,
And you know, when we see George S. Patton, General Patton, on the big screen, there's this impression that we get that he's just really looking for a war. He wanted to be in a war. If he could just be involved, he'd be a happy man. Is that?
No, it's not.
Is that true?
It's not true. No, it's not true. He had risen into the ranks, up through the ranks, to be one of the greatest generals we've ever had. General Patton's position was always, if we're to go to war, I want to be a leader in that war, and I will lead you to victory, just like General Washington had done, and General MacArthur in the Pacific. Generals aren't warmongers because we see the downside of war, the blood, the wounded, the effect that it has on one's army, just like we're seeing now with the constant deployments into the Middle East. But that's the kind of general you want who's going to seek victory, and he's going to achieve victory. And none of this PC stuff today of you can't even say victory anymore. The generals today and the admirals can't even say victory. And it's just like going into any kind of a conflict. You can say sports, tennis, whatever. You're not going to go out there and play as a professional to break even. And as General MacArthur said a long time ago, there's no substitute for victory. So the key is, if you're going to go to war, you want to go to war with generals like General Patton.
Well, I'm glad you clarified that, because, you know, it was the impression that many got on the big screen that General Patton was really anxious to go to battle. But, you know, I call it the playbook. part of World War II, and it's a huge volume. It's probably 18 inches by 24 inches. It's two volumes. And in this book, it talks about some of the battles in World War II and the anticipated loss of life prior to going to battle. Is that something that you look at going into battle in your life? How many men and women are we going to lose? What are the casualties? What are the costs in human life? What are the costs in materiel as well?
Oh, absolutely. You have to measure your resources and apply that to your strategy and the tactics. Now, strategy is how you win wars. Tactics are how you win battles. And so each of those has to be sized up in terms of the resources you have, whether they be air, naval, or land power, of what you're going to commit into a certain area and what the risk is. And, of course, generals and admirals want to minimize the risk to the people first, minimize risk. And so that's how they think when they go into a conflict. And you want to go in with superior firepower and superior what we call manpower in order to achieve victory. And we haven't had that in Iraq or in Afghanistan, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Is there a competition among generals one-upmanship, let's say generals and admirals, or generals or admirals and admirals?
Well, they got up there by operating in a very competitive environment to go from one rank to the other, where you have to be tested, you have to be measured, you have to be rated. So within the whole environment of going up through the ranks, even in the enlisted ranks, it's competitiveness, physical, mental, your skill level at being able to come up with the tactics and being able to execute those tactics at the platoon level, the company level, the battalion level. So absolutely, it's very competitive, but that's the way it should be. The best rise to the top, hopefully.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's what we would want of our generals and admirals. And what about the former Soviet Union? You know, when I was in elementary school, back in the 1950s and 60s, the former Soviet Union was told to us that our greatest threat. And Tom, are we going into a break? Tom, did we go into a break?
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, General Paul Vallely is with us. StandUpAmericaUS.org. StandUpAmericaUS.org. And I was asking him about the former Soviet Union. When I was in elementary school back in the 1950s and 1960s, we were told by our teachers and principals that the Soviet Union was our greatest threat. And we had drills in the hallways, and we would duck and cover, should there be an all-out nuclear war, an atomic war. And my question for General Paul Vallely is, what happened to the former Soviet Union?
Well, thanks, Vince. I, too, grew up during that time period. And in fact, my first deployment was with the 82nd Airborne Division to Europe in the early 60s before I went to Vietnam. And, of course, that was the height of the Cold War, and we were the reinforcements for Berlin at that time. And it was really a very cold, cold war. I mean, the relationship between the United States and the U.S. was absolutely terrible. But as we went through the rest of the 60s, 70s, 80s, then into the Reagan time frame, Russia was going through a lot of internal situations, primarily economic. So basically, with the Reagan Doctrine, we forced them into a situation which they know they were going to go completely broke. So it was a very well-planned out strategy on our part to weaken the Soviet Federation. And, of course, then the wall went down in the early 90s, and that federation broke up. And we have today now a situation where you have Putin, who's got a long-range and short-term plan to basically to pull that federation back to some degree under Russia. And you've seen what's happened in Georgia a few years ago and now with the Crimea and Ukraine. So, but they've never been our friends. They have used our resources in terms of economic development, just like the Chinese have. But keep in mind, the more powerful they become in energy and their stature throughout the Middle East, the less the United States is powerful in those areas. And the Chinese see it the same way. So it's like a teeter-totter. You know, their power goes up on one side and we go down. And that's what you see happening now. Our power is being weakened and weakened by our own government, by our lack of credibility and respect around the world. And you see Putin moving in to vacuums into the Middle East, Syria, for example, Iran, their new military assistance program with Egypt. So Putin is very aggressive. He's very smart. He's a total professional against our amateurs. And they play serious chess in Russia, whereas we seem to be playing marbles or something less sophisticated. So that's the state of affairs as I see it.
You know, it's very interesting that you say that, General Vallely, because, you know, I have this mental image of Vladimir Putin bare-chested riding a horse in a martial arts gi in a competition or out hunting. And then I have a mental image of our commander-in-chief, President Barack Obama, with a golf club or basketball. And, you know,
That's different. Yeah, what's it tell you?
Yeah. Okay, so it's not just me.
No, oh no, it's pervasive throughout the country now. But you still have your Obama supporters out there. They're very progressive people, socialist types that are continuing to support Obama with his base and, you know, all of the programs that he's supporting out there, the cost to U.S. taxpayers, you know, a lot of money. Obamacare is the greatest one of the greatest threats to our economy right now. And you see people going through all the trials and tribulations of trying to even sign up online. But, you know, our government, when you look at it right now, I look each day on television trying to find something positive, but each day it gets worse across the board. And the deception, the lying, if you look at the Fast and Furious, the IRS issues, you look at Benghazi, which I'm part of the Citizens Commission for Benghazi to get the truth out. We find a government that people for Congress, I think their confidence level is about 12%. We have Republicans and Democrats that can't get anything done. You have a broken executive branch that can't do anything right. And you got a court system that's making decisions here and there that are continuing to weaken the United States and our fabric that we're composed of. Anyhow.
Major General Paul Vallely and I are discussing our government, and I'd like to ask about the culture of lying when we come back. This is USAPrepares.com.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 100-by-100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class with us is General Paul Vallely. He's the founder of StandUpAmericaUS.org. StandUpAmericaUS.org. General Vallely, in the 1990s, I taught high school, and I had a contract with my students and their parents. And their parents, the students, and I all signed this contract. And it talked about integrity and honesty. And if anyone was found lying or cheating in my classroom, that student would be expelled from the classroom. And that was an agreement with the student, me, and their parents. And there were other things that they agreed to, like wearing uniforms and so forth. But today we have a culture of lying. And I believe it goes all the way to the top of our government. Are you seeing the same thing that I'm seeing? Or is it just me?
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. And you can see it with the way the testimony is going in Congress at these hearings of the deception and lies. And it's just all throughout the government that we can view this and see for itself. It's not like you and I are making this up. It's obvious every day of the lies and deceits going on in Washington and not being honest with the American people. We see that in the Benghazi investigation right now, which is very current. But, you know, I go back to the code that I swore to at West Point. A cadet does not lie, cheat, or steal, nor tolerate anyone who does.
Mm-hmm.
But think about that. Do not lie, cheat, or steal, or tolerate anyone who does. The problem is on the second part of the lies and deception is the toleration within our society. Even parents, school teachers, for example, that are exposed to all the different cultures within America, and they seem to give up the standards and the values that are critical to educate our people in a way that they are honest and they're frank. You know, it's like somebody said last week, they can't figure out why the common sense genetic factor isn't within our society today, especially our leaders. That we seek common sense, we seek truth, we seek the value of being in a culture that's honest with each other. So, yeah, we've gone downhill greatly over the years, and it's reflected most in our government leaders today.
Mm-hmm.
Not all of them, but many of them.
And to me, lying is paramount if you are greedy and you have individual greed and you're a me-first person. But, you know, integrity and telling the truth doesn't necessarily put a person first. It puts everyone first rather than an individual. So I'm really, lying absolutely bothers me. And to watch people whom we've elected to represent us lie day in and day out is just disgraceful to me. You mentioned Benghazi, and of course, you know, when I think of Benghazi, I think of Hillary Clinton. And then I think of, you know, another national disaster. Imagine her becoming president of the United States with her lying. What's happening with Benghazi?
Well, as of today, our first mission at the Citizens Commission, that's made up of Admiral Lyons, Roger Aronoff from Accuracy and Media, myself, Wayne Simmons, retired CIA, Claire Lopez, retired CIA, that we're pushing for a select committee to be announced and approved by Speaker of the House Boehner. He's been reluctant to do that, to have us, and you need a select committee for Benghazi for the subpoena action that they would have within that select committee. So that's our main purpose, is to get that select committee, and we keep pressing him each and every day. Indications are there is so much collusion going on between the administration and even Boehner that that's the reason he's dragging his feet on establishing that select committee. There's some complicity there. We're not sure yet, but we're working on it. We're not going to give up.
Mm-hmm. Do you see the election of Hillary Rodham Clinton as dangerous as I do?
Oh, absolutely. And I don't think it's going to happen. There's going to be too much stuff. We're going to be in such bad shape by then. I don't even think she's going to be a factor. Mm-hmm. And when you look at it, you know, what has she ever accomplished? As Secretary of State, nothing. Flying all over the world and absolutely accomplishing nothing. And when we look back at victories, talking about that again, we have not had a diplomatic victory from our State Department and government since the wall went down in the early 90s with Reagan. You look at the buffoon, I call him Lurch, Secretary Kerry, flying all over the place again. And he's even dumber than I thought he was. I mean, you just look at his performance.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what you have to measure. What are they doing? What are they accomplishing? Giving all this taxpayer money to them to do their jobs, and they can't get anything done positively. That's why our credibility, our respect around the world with our allies and friends is the lowest it's ever been.
In your lifetime, General Vallely, when was respect of America at its height?
I think in the 50s and right up until the early 60s. And then, you know, in Vietnam, everything changed in America in the mid-60s when Vietnam was going on. You had the anti-war. You had the cultural changes going on. In San Francisco, for example, you had Students for a Democratic Society going on at Berkeley as schools. And so you look at the deterioration of America. It all started, in my opinion, in the mid-60s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I remember being at the university during the 1970s, and there were groups who were angry with ROTC members. I mean, they were just it was the Students for the Democratic Society and the hippies against, you know, those who were in military training. And you're absolutely right. What is the reason behind the purging of the military officers today? What is the administration's reason for doing that?
Well, part of it is to purge out those officers who don't support the Obama ideology and agenda, the social engineering that's going on within the military. But it's not only the purging of senior officers. Some over 125 now have been purged. A lot of people don't know that. But that also has gone down into the senior enlisted ranks as well. So you have not only a purge of people, but you have a purge of training materials. They can't even say radical Islam, who's an enemy of the world and our country. You can't even say victory anymore. If you Google Colonel Dooley, you'll find out here's a West Point colonel that was taken out of his position because of what he was teaching about what was actually going on with radical Islam. You have a purge of Christianity within the ranks now. So all of those things are part of this Obama ideology of downsizing and weakening our military. And that is just absolutely the opposite of what we should be doing when the threats to the United States are increasing. Mm-hmm. And, of course, that's what the debate's about now in Washington, D.C., between Congress, the Pentagon, and the White House, of whether they're going to continue to weaken our military the way they are. I mean, I'll give you a good example. We had a tech sergeant who was in a squadron, and his commander was a woman. She was a lesbian, and he did not believe in gay marriage and what they were doing on the don't ask, don't tell policy. And she actually relieved him. Fortunately, a few of us officers got him back into a new position again, reinstated him within the Air Force. But I met with a young man on one of the fleets. He said, you know, we can't even go into the galleys on our ships and talk about the situation in Washington or politics or anyhow. He said the senior officers actually are like political commissars. They will absolutely get on our case if we start engaging in anything contrary to what they're doing in Washington. And I can remember as a young lieutenant, we could talk about anything, and we didn't necessarily defame, you know, the president at all, but just what was going on within the military. Why were we cutting out these programs? They can't do that anymore. And
well,
it's just horrible.
I remember back in the 1960s, if someone wanted to say, you know, I wish something ill to the president of the United States, that was considered you know, not very nice, not very polite, but it wasn't something that you'd be arrested for. It was something that, you know, you did have freedom of speech, and you could talk about anything
yeah.
that you wanted. You know, just not might not be polite or accepted in mixed company, but you could talk about anything. Now that's not the case. Well, let me ask you this. Do you agree with that?
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And this, again, is not something I'm making. This comes from the troops. I get a lot of emails that come out of Afghanistan. Officers and enlisted men email me all the time. They contact Step Up America, and they have confidence they can tell me these things, and so that I can express them through our media.
Where does this Obama ideology come from? Do you think he thought up all of these evil things that are hurting our country all by himself? Or do you think he is just a puppet through which these components of the ideology are voiced.
Well, the best explanation of this, go and on Amazon and you can find a DVD called The Agenda.
Mm-hmm.
And that is about an hour long, but that will trace back through history up through the 60s up till now of the agenda planned by the progressive elements within our society that led to this global government, Agenda 21, of a government that is large, a government that's dominating and in some ways tyrannical. And Obama was brought up under a communist influence. His training, his studying of Saul Alinsky, if you go into the Saul Alinsky books and read what's going on, everything that Obama was developed in and trained in all came from that very progressive society of teachers and influence, Bill Ayers, for example. So he is a product of his environment that is based on an agenda to change America forever.
General Paul Vallely, StandUpAmericaUS.org. StandUpAmericaUS.org. I'm Vince Finelli. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
We are not here to scare you or fill your mind with images of terror. There's enough of that already. We are SurvivalBagsInc.com, a veteran-owned company. We specialize in survival supplies, bags, and packs. In most cases, our survival bags, loaded with emergency food, water, and supplies, ship out in 24 hours or less, and prices start as low as $60. Go to SurvivalBagsInc.com, and thank you for supporting a veteran-owned American business. SurvivalBagsInc.com. Our mission is to help you survive.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bioavailability.
byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's pop.
Why today?
God, you're take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
And we are with General Paul Vallely, StandUpAmericaUS.org. StandUpAmericaUS.org. And General Vallely, Ukraine. You know, we're watching what's happening there. Is this possibly the beginning of civil unrest that could spread worldwide?
Well, it certainly could. I mean, we've seen what's happened with the Arab Spring in Africa, with Egypt, with Libya, Algeria. We see what's happening in Syria. What's happening, you know, up in the Ukraine. We have a growing unrest in this country because of the situation with employment, unemployment, overreaching regulations by our federal government. So we are ripe ourselves, and a lot of people don't realize we're ripe for ourselves to have a civil unrest if this country continues to go downhill. So what's the solution? Well, I'm not sure that our elections, with many of the Republicans being much like the Democrats, big government can't get anything done, that we'll get so frustrated. But I think it'll be an outside influence, such as an EMP attack, electromagnetic pulse attack on our grid system, that we know the Russians and the Iranians are putting together in order to attack our grid system. Maybe from a container ship that launches a Shahab 3 with a low yield nuclear weapon over New York, Miami, Washington, D.C. They are planning that. That comes from the intelligence that we're getting. And they know the best way to bring America to our knees is through disabling and launching attacks against our grid system. That's our biggest vulnerability right now.
Well, I can tell you, broadcasting up until a few moments ago, we lost, I broadcast from the farm. We have a studio at the farm in Missouri. And we lost our high-speed digital connection, so I was broadcasting with you on the telephone. And, you know, what that did for me is my eyes and ears were down because I could not even access the Internet to see what was happening moment by moment. And that brings, of course, the thought about, you know, the president has the Internet kill switch. And people seem to think that all they have to do is have a radio and they'll be able to listen to what's really happening. But the truth of the matter is, if the internet's down or if the grid is down, those radios won't do any good, because people who broadcast, like me and many others, won't have the information at our fingertips to relay it, you know, across the radio and across the internet. So do you see that as a vulnerability that we have in America, the dependency on the internet?
Oh, absolutely. And we could see from even 9/11 how quickly our systems went down. They estimate that within 24 to 72 hours, America is brought to its knees because of our dependability on computer chips that will be actually frozen by an EMP attack. So when you look at that vulnerability, we look at the power station that was taken out by snipers a year ago in California that wasn't greatly publicized. They took out a whole small grid system down there just by using long-distance sniper rifles. So America's just got to be prepared, and, you know, it's a situation where you got to make sure you got 30 days of water and food. You've got to have some MREs, meals ready to eat. You've got to have generators on your home in order to survive that first 30 days if there isn't an EMP attack. But these are real. Jim Woolsey, former CIA, who's a friend of mine, certainly has written about this for quite a period of time, about this electromagnetic pulse technology, low-yield nuclear weapon popped over one of our major metropolitan areas. Look at this. They just popped one over New York, Manhattan, with all of the capital markets there, the stock market, everything going down, frozen. Pure panic goes across the country. So these are real threats. Our borders are real threats. We can't do anything, seem to get anything positive done about everybody that's coming across our borders, including radical Islamists that are coming up. So we've got a lot of challenges ahead, but we need leadership. We need leaders. We need world-class leaders. Dan Henning.
General Paul Vallely. We're out of time. General Paul Vallely, StandUpAmericaUS.org. Thanks so much for being with us. We're looking forward to having you back again.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.